بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ریگارڈنگ اسلامک ڈائٹری لاز، دا کوشچن دیٹ وی گوئنگ ٹو ڈسکس ٹوڈے از دیٹ آر وی الاؤڈ ٹو کنزیوم فوڈ وچ از کوکڈ بائی پیپل ہو آر ناٹ دا پیپل آف دا بک؟ دے آر ناٹ مسلم، دے آر ناٹ کرسچن، دے آر ناٹ جوز. نا ان دس ریگارڈ اٹ نیڈس ٹو بی کلیریفائڈ دیٹ ایز فار ایز ایٹنگ میٹ از کنسرن فرام سچ پلیسز who are or such people who are not people of the book, then we are not allowed to eat meat from such places, because meat which is found in these places generally does not fulfill the three primary conditions after which meat can be consumed. And those conditions are, firstly, that the animal has to be slaughtered in such a way that it dies of blood loss, and the second thing is that it is most important that the takbir has to be taken while slaughtering that animal. We have to say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And the third and most important is that the person who slaughters that animal has to be a monotheist. He has to be primarily a follower of monotheism. No other person can be allowed in this regard. So therefore, since these three conditions, it is very, very improbable that they will be fulfilled in cases of people who are not the people of the book. They are not Muslims, they are not Christians, they are not Jews. So therefore, we cannot eat meat from such places. However, as far as eating vegetables are concerned, or drinking some drinks, for example juices or other refreshments are concerned, they are absolutely allowed. The only thing is that we should be very careful that we should not eat their meat cooked by them. And similarly, of course, this goes without saying that all the food which is cooked vis-a-vis the fact that it is to be presented to a certain deity, of course that also should not be consumed in any way. اقول قولی هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.